If you remember, we said also that it is not permissible to fast the second part of Sha'ban except if one fasts the 15th of it, or if one has a certain habit which he follows, and because of that he is first fasting among the second half of Sha'ban, or because he is making up days of Ramadan. يوجد أيضا غير هذا مما يجيز صوم النصف الثاني من شعبان ولو لم يصله بما قبله. There are also other excuses to fast the second half of Sha'ban even if one does not fast the 15th of it. من ذلك النذر. Among those excuses is to make a vow. مثلا إذا نذر واحد أنه إن حصل كذا سيصوم اليوم التالي ثم حصل هذا في النصف الثاني من شعبان عند ذلك يجوز أن يصوم اليوم التالي. For example, if one makes a vow, nazar, that if such a matter happens, I will fast the next day. Then this matter happens in the second half of Sha'ban. Then he fasts the second day without being sinful of doing that. كذلك لو كان على الشخص كفارة يجوز أن يصوم الكفارة في النصف الثاني من شعبان. Likewise, if one has to fulfill an expiation, to fast, to fulfill an expiation, it is permissible for him to do that, to fulfill the expiation in the second half of Sha'ban. من أفسد صوم يوم من أيام رمضان يجب عليه أمور. The one who intentionally invalidates the fasting of a day in Ramadan has to do certain matters. فإذن من تعمد إفساد صوم يوم من رمضان عليه أمور، منها أنه يجب عليه الإمساك باقي اليوم. One of those matters is that it is an obligation upon such person to continue abstaining from doing any invalidator of Siyam during the rest of the day. Although his fasting is invalidated, he needs to abstain from doing the invalidators of Siyam during the rest of the day. ويجب عليه أن يندم على ما فعل. He has to regret what he did, that he invalidated his fasting. ويجب عليه أن يعزم على أن لا يعود إلى ذلك. He has to intend that he would never repeat what he did. ويجب عليه أن يقضي هذا اليوم فورا بعد العيد, أول يوم بعد يوم العيد. And he has to make up this day immediately after the day of Eid. The first day after Eid, he has to make it up. إن كان مستطيعا, if he was able to do so. ولا كفارة عليه لإفساده الصيام إلا أن يكون أفسد الصوم بالجماع. One does not have to pay or to fulfill an expiation for invalidating his fasting except if he invalidates the fast by having sexual intercourse, that is in Ramadan, يعني في رمضان. أما من أفسد صوم يوم في غير رمضان فلا كفارة بجماع فلا كفارة عليه. Now if one invalidates the fast of a day other than in Ramadan by sexual intercourse, one does not have to pay an expiation. There is no expiation due on him. فإذا من أفسد صوم يوم من أيام رمضان بالجماع ولا رخصة له في الفطر في ذلك اليوم فعليه الكفارة. يعني إذا كان هو المجامع, هو الواطئ, so if someone invalidates his fasting by having sexual intercourse, let me say it in another way, if a male invalidates his fasting by having sexual intercourse, then an expiation, his fasting of Ramadan, in Ramadan, then an expiation is due on him. فلو جامع شخص في ليل رمضان ثم طلع الفجر وهو مجامع فاستدام فسد صومه وعليه الكفارة. So even if someone has sexual intercourse during the night of Ramadan, and when the dawn appears, he is still in that sexual intercourse, and despite that he continues, he doesn't stop immediately, rather he continues the sexual intercourse, his fasting is invalidated and he has to pay, he has to fulfill an expiation, kafara. هذا إن لم يكن له رخصة في الفطر. This judgment applies if he is not religiously permitted to break the fast. أما من له رخصة بالفطر, إذا اختار أن يفطر بالجماع جاز له. Now if someone is permitted to break his fast and he chooses to break his fast by having sexual intercourse, then no expiation of course is due on him and he is not sinful. مثل المسافر يجوز له الفطر للسفر إذا اختار أن يفطر بالجماع فلا حرج عليه. Like a traveler, if he is permitted to break his fast and he chooses to break it by having sexual intercourse, then he does not sin by that. And of course, no expiation is due on him. وأظن مما ذكرنا يتضح أن الكفارة على الواطئ لا على الموطوء. And from what we said, I think it is clear that the expiation is due on the male and not the female. وإن كان صيام كليهما يفسد. Although both of them, their fasting would be broken by sexual intercourse. والمراد بالجماع هنا الجماع في فرج ولو دبرا ولو بهيمة. What is meant by the sexual intercourse here is what we mean by sexual intercourse here is to insert the male's volume organ, the male's organ in the vagina or in the anus. Of another human being or an animal or even an animal. ويشترط لوجوب الكفارة أن يكون الواطئ عامدا عالما مختارا. يشترط أن يكون عامدا غير ناس للصوم عالما بحرمة ذلك في يوم الصوم مختارا غير مكره. For the sexual intercourse to break the fasting, the one who has that, who does that, has to be knowledgeable about the prohibition of this matter. Also, one needs not to be forced to do that, threatened to do that, by killing of the like. And one needs to be remembering that he is fasting. Which means if one has sexual intercourse because he does not know that this is haram during fasting, Ramadan, his fast is not broken. If someone is forced to have the sexual intercourse, by ikrah, يعني, by being threatened by death of the like, by killing him or her or the like, then his fasting is not broken. If one forgets that this day is a day of Ramadan, and this is why he has sexual intercourse, then his fasting is not broken. كذلك لا كفارة على من جامع ثم مات أثناء النهار أو جامع ثم جن، لأنه ما أفسد صوم يوم كامل. Likewise, there is no expiation upon the one who has sexual intercourse and after that he dies, or has sexual intercourse, he dies, that is, during the day, and after that he dies during the day, or has sexual intercourse and after that during the day he becomes crazy, because such a person did not invalidate a full day of fasting. يعني, because by dying, then it becomes clear that his fast for that day wasn't valid. If he becomes crazy, it becomes clear that his fast for that day was not valid. So this is why no expiation is due on him. وكذلك المريض أو المسافر إذا جامعا بغير نية الترخص. يعني واحد مسافر سفره يبيح له الفطر، لكن هو جامع لا بنية استعمال الرخصة الشرعية، بنية إفساد صومه لا بنية الترخص، هنا لا كفارة عليه لكن عليه الإثم. وكذلك المريض إن فعل هذا. Similar to the case of the one who dies is the case of the traveler or the sick person who is permitted to break his fast. And then this person chooses to break his fast by having sexual intercourse, but not because it is allowed for him. So it doesn't come to his mind that this is allowed for him, and he is doing that to use that excuse facility. No. He chooses to break his fast not out of using that facility mentioned in the religion. In this case, such a person is sinful, but no expiation is due on him. واضح? Is it clear? طيب. مش واضحة. إذا واحد كان مسافرا سفرا يبيح له الفطر، لكن فجامع لكن ليس من باب الترخص، ليس من باب استعمال الرخصة الشرعية. ما خطر له بقلبه أنه أنا أجامع لأنه يجوز لي شرعا أن أفطر، فأنا أريد أن أفطر بهذه الطريقة. لا، من غير ذلك جامع، من غير أن يعقد هذا بقلبه جامع. هون فسد صومه وعليه الإثم، لكن لا, لا, لا كفارة عليه. ليش؟ لأن له رخصة في الفطر بالأصل. So if someone is traveling, he is permitted to have to break his fast. He has sexual intercourse, not out of using the facility that he is permitted to break his fast. He doesn't do it out of that. He is sinful, his fasting is broken, but no expiation is due on him because he had the facility to break his fast. He has the facility to break his fast. أما مقدمات الجماع فلا تفسد الصوم ولا كفارة فيها إلا أن يمني بمباشرة بقبلة أو مباشرة فيفسد صومه ولا كفارة عليه. Now making the introductory acts, من هو foreplay بس هيك كيف بدي كمل الجملة play. طيب okay, yeah, making foreplay does not invalidate fasting and there is no expiation due in that except if one emits al-mani out of kissing or touching the skin. As we explained previously, ثم الكفارة الواجبة بإفساد صوم يوم من رمضان هي ككفارة الظهار. Now what type of expiation is due? It is an expiation similar to the expiation of ظهار. يعني هي عتق رقبة مؤمنة. That is to set free a believer slave ولو صغيرا، ذكرا أو أنثى، ولو صغيرا. A male or a female, even if he or she is a young one. فإن لم يستطع، if one is not able to do that، فصيام شهرين متتابعين، أي شهرين قمريين متتابعين. Then one fasts two consecutive lunar months. إن بدأ صوم صوم الشهرين في أول يوم من الشهر فسهل حسابهما واضح، في آخر يوم من الشهر التالي ينتهي الصيام، ينتهي صومه بغروب شمس آخر يوم من الشهر التالي. If one starts fasting those two consecutive months at the beginning of a month, then it is very clear when they end, when this fasting ends. It ends at the last day, by the sunset of the last day of the next month. يعني if he starts at the beginning of Muharram, he ends at the sunset of the last day of Safar. سواء كان الشهر 29 أو 30. Whether the month is 29 or 30. إذن ليس شرطا أن يصوم 60 يوما. So it is not a condition that one fasts 60 days. الشرط الذي لا بد منه أن يصوم شهرين متواليين. Rather, one must fast two consecutive months. قد يكون ذلك 58 يوما وقد يكون 59 وقد يكون 30. That might be 50. شو قلت أنا؟ 60. That might be 58 days. 59 days or 60 days. أما لو بدأ الصوم في خلال الشهر ليس في أوله فإنه يصوم ما بقي منه ويصوم الشهر الذي بعده ويصوم من الشهر الذي يليه ما يكمل به مع الذي صامه من الشهر الأول 30 يوما. يعني إذا بدأ في خلال الشهر هو سيصوم من 3 أشهر، يكمل صوم الشهر الذي هو فيه ثم يصوم كامل الشهر الذي بعده ثم يصوم من الشهر الثالث الذي بعد الذي أتم صومه، يصوم منه ما يكمل به مع الذي صامه من الأول 30 يوما. If one starts fasting not from the beginning of a month, rather from another day of the month, he fasts the rest of this month, fasts all the month that follows it, and then from the third month, the month that follows it, he fasts a number of days if added to the number of days that he fasted from the first month, the sum would be 30. يعني for example if one starts fasting at the 10th of Muharram if he fasts the 10th of Muharram. And if Muharram is at that year 29 days, so he fasts starting by the 10th until the end of the month, then he fasts all the month of Safar, whether it is 29 or 30, it doesn't matter. Then he fasts 10 days, the first 10 days from Rabi'ul Awwal. Why? Because he fasted the whole month of Safar, so this is 1 month. Before that, he fasted 20 days of Muharram. 20 days, because he fasted, he started by the 10th and he ended by the 29th. So 10, 11, 12, 13, they become 20 days. They would be 20 days. To become 30, how many days more does he need? 10. So he fasts the first 10 of the third month, which is in this case Rabi'ul Awwal. So this is how one does it. Always, when one has to fast 2 consecutive months, and he does not start at the first day of the month, this is how one makes the calculation. So in this case, one might fast either 59 days or 60 days. طيب إن لم يستطع صيام شهرين متتابعين أطعم 60 مسكينا. If he cannot fast 2 consecutive months, one feeds 60 poor people. يعني يملك كل واحد منهم مدا من غالب قوت البلد, which means he gives to every one of them one mud of the common staple crops of the town where they are. One mud, you know, this is it, what fills this. المد ما يملأ كفين معتدلتين. فإن كان غالب القوت القمح ملك 60 فقيرا أو مسكينا 60 مدا من القمح لكل واحد مد. إن كان غالب القوت الأرز أعطاهم أرزا, إن كان الذرة أعطاهم ذرة, وهكذا. So if the most common staple crops is wheat, he gives 60 poor people 60 mud of wheat, one mud to each one of them. If that common crop is rice, then he gives out rice. If it is corn, he gives corn. ولا يجزئ أن يعطي 30 لكل واحد مدين. It is not valid to give 30 poor people 60 mud, 2 mud for each one. It is not valid. They have to be 60 poor people and one mud to each one. فإن عجز عن ذلك ثبتت الكفارة في ذمته إلى أن يقدر على واحد من هذه الثلاثة فيفعله. if he cannot do this also, then the expiation becomes a debt on him. Whenever he is able to do any of the three aforementioned matters, then he has to do it. He would do it. بغير هون بغير إفساد، لأنه المرأة ليس عليها على القتل مثلا كفارة القتل. من يسأل طيب، واضح إلى هنا؟ أحد له سؤال؟ Do you have any questions؟ أحيانا يعبرون بالجماع في غير فرج، يعبرون أحيانا بذلك. Go ahead. Yeah. No. If you're not sure, then no. Yeah, they have to be Muslims. The expiation has to be paid to Muslim people, Muslim poor people. لأجل أن هذا هو النصف الثاني ولا لا؟ له نعم حاج. لا لابد الإكراه، لابد من أن تكون مكرها حتى لا يكون، حتى لا يفسد صوت. الكفارة بكل حال ليس عليها كفارة، لو طاوعته ليس عليها كفارة إلا الإثم. Always the wife, if someone has sexual intercourse during the month of Ramadan, during fasting Ramadan with his wife, always the wife, there is no expiation due on the wife, always. But if she does that without an excuse, then her fasting is invalidated, but no expiation is due on her. إذا أفسد صوم يوم غير لا كفارة عليه بجماع ولو كان قضاء. إذا كان واحد يقضي أياما من رمضان فأفسد القضاء بالجماع ليس عليه كفارة. If someone is making up a day of Ramadan and he breaks the fasting by having sexual intercourse, no expiation is due on him because this is not a day of Ramadan. The expiation is due if the broken day, if the broken fast is in Ramadan. نعم. اتفضل تامر. If during the consecutive days of fasting, one does not fast one day because he is ill, for example, then he needs to start again from the beginning. Yeah, إذا لم يصم يوما واحدا إذا قطع الصوم يوما واحدا لأجل مرض مثلا يرجع من الأول يعيد الأيام الشهرين من الأول. تفضل. الجماع لا يفسد صومه. تفضل عبد الله. أفطرت ثلاثة أيام في رمضان وتريد أن تقضيها ما فهمت كلمة هناك كلمة ما فهمتها قلت أريد أن أصومها في في شوال أنت تريد تقول إذا قضيتها في شوال هل يحصل في نفس الوقت سنة ستة أيام من شوال والقضاء معا؟ الجواب لا لا تقضي وتصوم الستة وحدها. الرجل كيف يكره على الجماع؟ لا لا كيف يكره؟ لا يكره لا يكره كيف يكره؟ لا يتصور لا يتصور لا يتصور إكراهه على الجماع. يا بس يسأل أخونا. تفضل محمد. أفسد صومه أولا أفسد صومه في رمضان ثم بعد أن فسد صومه جامعة لا كفارة عليه، عليه إثم لكن ليس الكفارة. If someone invalidates first his fasting during Ramadan by eating for example and then he has sexual intercourse, no expiation is due on him, although he is sinful, but no expiation is due on him because he did not invalidate the fasting by the sexual intercourse. For the expiation to be due, he needs to invalidate the fast by the sexual intercourse. كفارتان. If someone invalidates the fasting of 2 days in Ramadan and both of them by sexual intercourse, then 2 expiations are due on him. كفارة واحدة. تفضلي. Yes. Someone else can pay an expiation on your behalf. According to the Shafi'i school, you cannot pay money. Yes, you can. You give someone to buy and distribute. Yes, you can. تفضل يا وليد. إذا أفسد يومين من رمضان صيام يومين بالجماع عليه كفارتان، عليه كفارة واحدة. تفضل محمد. ينتظر حتى يجد غيره. تفضل عبد الله. خلونا نسمع، الله يحسن إليكم. نعم. يفسد الصوم؟ لا، الاحتلام لا يفسد الصيام. الذي يفسده هو الاستمناء، أما الاحتلام لا يفسد. If someone sleeps and then during his sleep he emits al-mani, this does not invalidate his fasting. نعم بالليل ما بيأثر. اتفضل أحمد. When what? Yes, the first day after Ramadan, the first day after Eid. He starts fasting if the expiation is to fast. One starts fasting immediately after Al-Eid. The first day he makes up the day that he invalidated, and then he fasts the two consecutive months. Wafiq, تفضل. حرام إلا لعذر. تفضل محمد. ايه عليه معصية هكذا. تفضل. نعم. يجوز له ان يصوم. يجوز if someone delays the expiation without an excuse, yes, he is sinful. On في سؤال، إذا كان الزوج مسافر والزوجة ليست مسافرة لا يجوز لها أن تطاوعه إن طلبها للجماع. لو كان هو يريد الترخص بالجماع هي ليست مسافرة لا يجوز لها أن تطاوعه. If the man is traveling and his wife is not, if he asks her to have sexual intercourse, she is not permitted to accept because she is not traveling. She does not have an excuse. It's written, if a person for play during Ramadan and no money is emitted from them. What I understood is that the fasting is not invalidated. Now, okay, I'll answer later to this question. تفضلي دانا. لا يتحمل صيام شهرين متتابعين أو كبير السن. لا 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 إن عجز. أوكي، if someone cannot set a slave free, he has for the expiation, he has to fast 2 consecutive months. If he cannot, then he distributes food. Not before. If he can, he has to fast. It doesn't mean if he cannot, not if he does not want to, if he cannot bear it, to fast 2 consecutive months. Because he is sick, because he is old, then he distributes food. تفضل. بسأل ما يبقى معي المسألة قبل. تفضل شيخي. غيبة مكره صح. صحيح. عن حتى يفسد صومه إلنا بالجماع يشترط هذا. بيكون سابق لسان. أيام التشريق لا حرام. It is not permissible to fast the expiation during the days, the 3 days of تشريق. It is not permissible. Sheikh Rashid said that during the explanation, I said that for the expiation to be due, there are 3 conditions to remember that. One is fasting, to know that this is prohibited, and not to be forced to do so. Now, for the fasting to be broken, those are the 3 conditions. Not for the expiation to be due. Some scholars said it does not happen that the man would be forced to have sexual intercourse. There is no mean for that. He cannot be forced to have sexual intercourse. Even if he is threatened by death, he cannot. He cannot be forced to have that. So that's why the expiation, some scholars, okay. Some scholars said that. No problem. Rafiq. If it goes inside. If the water goes, no, if they swim, she is not introducing the water. As the ears, if the water goes in the ears, from the ear, then this invalidates. If the water goes inside, this invalidates the fasting according to the saying of those who said that the ear is an open inlet. But according to those who said it is not an open inlet, then it does not invalidate the fasting. If a woman was washing her private parts, and by that if she introduces the water to a cavity which is beyond what appears when she sits, كيف بدي أقول شو يعني squat, then her fasting is broken by that. إذا وصل الماء إلى ما بعد ما يظهر من فرجها عند قعودها على قدميها لقضاء الحاجة, إذا أوصلت الماء يعني. بعض العلماء قال لأنه لو تصور تهديد الرجل بالسلاح لا يتصور كيف يتصور إكراهه على الانتشار, لذلك لا يتصور إكراهه على الجماع, هيك بعض العلماء قال, وبعضهم قال يتصور. لا طولوا بالكم علي يعني, بقيت أنا اتفشى لعدت جاب لي البغي يا أحمد الله يبارك فيه, شو بدي أعمل بالإنجليزية. Some scholars said that even if a man would be threatened by a weapon or so and told to have sexual intercourse with a woman, still you cannot force him to... How do I say it? كيف الجملة؟ You cannot force him to have an arousement. So this is why it's not conceived that a man would be forced to have sexual intercourse. This is what some scholars said, and some said it is conceived. So there is. إلا بالاستدخال, إلا بأن يدخل غيره ذكره في الفرج. الله يبارك فيكم. لا مشان الحكم ما بصير الواحد بيخطب له إنه والحكم بعدين. نعم. هون خلاص. Do you have any more questions? ما شاء الله. تفضل أحمد. لا. أفطر بعذر ثم جامع ليس عليه ذنب. ما أفطر بعذر. If someone breaks his fast because he has an excuse, so he is permitted to break his fast by eating, for example. So he does that. Then after that he has sexual intercourse, he is permitted to do that. نعم. اتفضل. ايه صح. كيف يعني؟ يعني بسبب مرضه هذا الملازم له كل مرة يعجز لا يستطيع أن يتم شهرين, عند ذلك ينتقل إلى ما بعده. Misses a fast without what does that mean, misses a fast? He doesn't fast. In the Shafi'i school, no expiation is due on him, but he needs to make it up. And it is an enormous sin, of course. No. They cannot say, I will do 60 days out of the, yani with the intention that this is the obligatory expiation, because it might not be. What would be, if he starts at the 10th, okay? So he fasts the first 20 days, for example. And then he fasts the next month. And then he fasts from the third month, 10 days. If he wants to fast the 11th day, with which intention does he do that? Huh? Ah, for the menstruating, you are... I did not understand the question then. Think about it and then you can ask it again. Min ba'd eh hajj. Eh? It is not permissible for him to delay the expiation, because he did not have an excuse when he broke the fast. Wafiq. من جامع في نهار رمضان ثم جن لا كفارة عليه لكن عليه إثم. ما هو متى من كامل هون بجن بجنوني لو ما صح انه هيدا كامل هذاك منو كامل تبين انه ما صح هذا صومه لذلك تفضل نعم ابو بلال وهو ناو كان ناويا أن يتمها ليس عليه ذنب. If someone is fasting the expiation, then during that he dies while having the firm intention to complete it. He is not sinful. هذا هو عادة هذا هو هكذا اتفضلي ايه عليه اسم وليس عليه كفارة منه كامل خليها إذا بدك على قول بصح خليها على قول يتصور ما خليها ما في طيب نعم تفضلي إيه دانا go ahead كل ما أخر ازداد في العصيان هو بيعرف حاله إن كان يظن أنه يستطيع الصيام يصوم. أما إن كان يظن من نفسه يعرف من نفسه أنه لا يستطيع أن يصوم هذا يؤخر إلى أن يستطيع. طيب تفضل حاج وفيك. للمرأة ما بيأثر، ما بيأثر إلا إذا دخل إلى الداخل يؤثر، إذا دخل إلى ما لا يظهر عند القعود لقضاء الحاجة يؤثر، ما لا يظهر عند القعود لقضاء الحاجة إيه؟ نفس الشيء. طيب بارك الله. إيه خالد تفضل. Does he have to do what? I'll give you later the answer, inshallah. طيب. بارك الله بكم. نعم علي. Go ahead. Allah يبارك فيكم. I want to بارك الله فيك. I forgot. I want to emphasize something we said in the past period. If someone licks his lips, this does not invalidate the fasting. If someone licks their lips, this does not invalidate the fasting. Even if he does that once, twice, three times, four times, five times, etc., this does not invalidate the fasting. Except if there is on the apparent part of the lip tangible saliva, then he licks his lips and he swallows that saliva, then this invalidates his fasting. Otherwise, it does not invalidate the fasting. Allah yubarik fikum. طيب خلونا, let's stop here for now. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله بكم.